Brandon,
we saw you, you know, working with Bochy before the game. Did he tell you anything today that you didn't already know?
You know, I think when you get to this point, you feel like you've heard a lot of things, but sometimes you forget it. And it's nice to have another set of eyes kind of tell you what they're seeing. Then it kind of reminds you a little bit of what you need to do and what direction you need to take. I think that's what happened.
About the day you come in, you find out you're not in the lineup, and then you have the game-winning hit at the end of the day. What's that like?
It's nice. I think when you come in and you know you're on the bench, you know you have a good shot at coming in the game at some time. So you just kind of prepare and get ready the entire game. And whenever that time comes, you just try to, I guess make the best of that opportunity.
Did you also watch any video at all, Brandon, or just rely on what people were telling you?
Well, I watch video of the good swings, really, because, it's nice to kind of see those hard hit balls fall in. I kind of already knew what I was doing, but like I said, it just sometimes it doesn't click, and you have to think of it a different way in order for it to click. So that's what happened.
What kind of plan do you need to have to hit a lefty with a good breaking ball?
I'm sorry, say that again.
What kind of plan do you need to have to get hit off a lefty with a good breaking
ball? My plan was just to go up there and be ready for the fastball. That seems to be my plan when I'm going good. Just be ready for the fastball and adjust. You want to look for something that's up and over the plate. And he gave me a pitch I could handle right there.
Do you feel you needed that? As people say, boy, he needed that.
I don't think I needed it. I mean, there's a ton of season left. So, I've been through some scuffs before, and I've come out better on the other side. So, I know it's going to happen again. It's just a matter of time. So I'm not sure I needed that, but it was nice.
Bruce said kind of primary advice was that you needed to start keeping your body more quiet, like you were in spring training, and just letting the bat do the work. Did you feel like?
Yeah, I think that's.
Practice?
I definitely practiced on it before the game. I'm not sure what happened, when I got up to bat, but I know I felt better. I know I saw the ball better. So I think that's the main thing.
A lot of left-handed hitters have said that when they're struggling, they like to see a left-handed hitter because it forces them to stay back. Do you think that there's some truth in that?
Absolutely. It definitely helps. You kind of get into grooves, see righties all the time, and that may cause some, mechanical flaws, whatever it may be. So to just kind of break that mold and see a lefty, and it forces you to stay in there, keep your shoulder in and stay up. I think it helps sometimes.
When Angel got the game-winning hit the other night, he said Pablo got him pretty good in the scrum. Anybody get you good tonight?
Yeah, quite a few people. I'm pretty lightheaded, and my kidneys hurt right now, so somebody got me.
Is this team feeling a certain amount of confidence, though, when you guys know that even if you get down in a ball game, you guys can come back the way you guys did and win?
I think we're fully confident in that. I don't think there's ever a time where we feel like we're out of the game. I think that's what makes us seem so special. I'm not sure if it was from what happened last year. I suppose it is, but it's just something about this team. We know we have a chance to come back at all times.
A couple days ago, people were saying, why is Buster struggling so much? They're saying that.
Absolutely not. A guy like him, he's gonna figure it out sooner or later. And he came up with a few big hits tonight, and it shows you why he was MVP last year.
Have you faced it much before?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Have you faced it much before?
I believe I faced him in spring training, but not much more than that, maybe once or twice.
Do you remember when your last walk-off hit came?
In Double-A, I think. In the 14th inning, I don't know, I can't remember who we were playing, New Hampshire. So, sometime in July of Double-A.
You didn't have one last year? Team had 15, you didn't have any?
No, I did. I suck. That's whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever happens. If I come in and I'm not in the lineup, I'm just gonna prepare to come in again like I did today. But like I said, I fully expect to go out there and get better every game, and kind of force my way back in there.